Welcome to The Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
Of Iowa, where the golden corn swayed in the summer breeze and the sun dipped low over sprawling fields, a farmer named Harold Greaves ran a modest but prosperous farm. For years, Harold had cultivated his land with dedication. But as the demands of the farm grew, so did his ambition. To maximize profits and minimize costs, he began hiring illegal immigrants, men and women desperate for work and a better life. At first, Harold treated them like family, providing shelter and fair wages. But behind his benevolent facade lay a sinister plan. He took out life insurance policies on each worker, viewing them not as human beings, but as disposable assets. With a well-orchestrated scheme, he began staging farm accidents, leaving the bodies to be buried in the fields, all the while pocketing the insurance payouts. Years passed, and Harold's wealth grew. He was seen as a generous benefactor in the community, a man who had built an empire from the ground up. However, in the shadows of his success, a young immigrant named Miguel had begun to piece together the dark reality of Harold's operations. Miguel had come to Iowa seeking a better life for his family back home in Guatemala. But as he worked long hours under the blazing sun, he couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. One fateful day, as Miguel was repairing a broken fence near the barn, he stumbled upon a hidden stash of documents, insurance policies, and accident reports detailing the deaths of his fellow workers. The realization hit him like a lightning bolt. Harold was orchestrating their deaths for profit. Panic surged through him, but he knew he had to act carefully. Determined to survive, Miguel devised a plan. He feigned ignorance, playing the role of the loyal worker while secretly gathering evidence of Harold's crimes. He documented everything, photos, notes, even recordings of conversations with Harold. But as he drew closer to the truth, Harold began to sense that something was amiss. One night, after a long day of work, Miguel was ambushed in the barn. Harold, his face twisted with rage, confronted him. "You should have kept your nose out of things, Miguel," he hissed, brandishing a crowbar. A struggle ensued, and in a moment of sheer desperation, Miguel fought back, using the tools of the farm to defend himself. He managed to escape, fleeing into the dark fields, heart pounding, knowing he was now a target. With nowhere else to turn, Miguel contacted the authorities, sharing the evidence he had collected over the months. A task force was formed, and they began to investigate Harold and his farm. As the authorities closed in, Miguel stayed hidden, knowing that one misstep could lead to his demise. The day finally came when law enforcement raided the farm. Harold was arrested, the weight of his atrocities crashing down on him. The truth about the lives he had destroyed was laid bare, and the community was left in shock. Miguel, now a key witness, bravely testified against Harold, bringing to light the exploitation and manipulation that had taken place. In the aftermath, the farm was transformed into a center for migrant rights, a place where stories of resilience and hope could flourish. Miguel became an advocate for others, using his experience to empower those seeking a better life. Though the scars of the past remained, he found strength in the knowledge that justice had prevailed. As the sun set over Iowa once more, casting long shadows across the fields, Miguel stood tall, knowing that the darkness would not define him or the lives that had been lost.
Greed can lead individuals to prioritize their desire for wealth and power over ethical considerations, often resulting in harmful actions. This insatiable craving can drive people to commit unspeakable acts, such as fraud, theft, or exploitation, as they seek to fulfill their materialistic ambitions. Greed can distort morals and encourage a sense of entitlement, leading individuals to justify their harmful behavior. Ultimately, unchecked greed can erode personal relationships, damage reputations, and contribute to a broader societal decline, as the pursuit of self-interest overshadows communal well-being.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.